You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over.
Right before I die, I gotta... Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We thank you. Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn
well, praise the Lord, mighty men, women of God. We thank God for you. Thank God for you listening in. God is good. Not some of the time, but God is good all of the time. We thank God for Brother Danny down here at the radio station, the radio manager. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for my beautiful wife of 33-plus years, the people of Victory International Praise. You're listening to Kingdom Sound, which is a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. All right. Well, praise the Lord. This is the Tuesday broadcast, and we had a great topic on yesterday. Not because I think it's great, because I believe that God gave it to me, and I believe that it's bringing deliverance to the body of Christ. I was talking about strongholds and strong ways of thinking. And sometimes, oh, glory to God, one of the things I was saying yesterday, that everybody's not demon-possessed. I'm going to say it again. Everybody's not demon-possessed. A lot of us have strong ways of thinking because of the environment that we were raised up in. Some of us are a product of our environment. Come on, of the atmosphere. Oh, glory to God. You ever seen, have your parents ever said, who have you been hanging out with? Maybe you was hanging out with somebody that did a whole lot of cussing and stuff like this, and you came home and you thought it was okay to say those words, and your parents are like, who have you been hanging out with, right? Because some things can mold, and we won't go too far into that. But it's some of you. Okay, yeah. But anyways, yesterday I was finishing up talking about the definition of strongholds. The definition of the word stronghold. And it means In the original Greek, it means a fortress, a castle with walls to keep outsiders on the outside. Oh, glory to God. This is why sometimes when you go to talk to someone about the Lord, they have a wall up. And if you have the ability to discern, you can discern that the wall is up. Oh, glory to God. There are times that I've gone to preach at different places, and it's like, my God, it's like preaching to a wall because they have strong ways of thinking or strong holds. Oh, glory to God. One of the things that I was discussing on yesterday is that the children of Israel, when they got to the promised land, which represents the new, oh, glory to God. Well, the first city or place that they encountered was a stronghold. It was Jericho. Come on. It was Jericho. Jericho is known for its walls. Oh, glory to God. It was a stronghold that they would not have been able to penetrate without the supernatural ability and the help of God. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. It was a place that they would not have been able to penetrate if God did not help them out. They needed the power of God, and they needed a word from God. This is why it's so important that we as pastors, as leaders, not get our favorite message, but we get a right now word from the Lord. God, what are you saying now to your people? And so, yes, they got a word. Come on. The word was walk around this city for 7 days. Come on. And on the last day, walk around it 7 times. And then I want you to shout. Come on. That was the word. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the power of God was on that word. Oh, glory to God. Because when they obeyed what was said, the Bible says that God annihilated and demolished those walls. Come on. Hallelujah. And let me say this again. They obeyed the word. They were willing to do. They weren't walking around talking about my feet is hurting. Come on. They weren't walking around mad at the leadership because of the instructions. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we get mad. I might as well put it on out there. We get mad at leadership. Oh, glory to God, because of what they're telling you that God is saying. But they did it. The Bible says the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. Oh, glory to God. What am I saying? I'm saying that even though you're born again, oh, glory to God, even though you love Jesus, there are times that you have strong, we have to deal with the strong ways of thinking. Can I tell you something? Oh, glory to God. Even Jesus, when he was telling the parable about the sower that went forth to sow the seed, come on. Oh, glory to God. And he was talking about the seeds that fell on the different grounds. And and you'll see that he begins to interpret it a little bit later on for his disciples. But he was talking about the heart. Oh, glory to God. How when the seed, if it hits your heart, can it penetrate into your heart? Come on. Oh, glory to God. He said that some of the seed fell on the wayside, which is a road, like the road that was traveled. It was beat down and packed down and so hard that guess what? The seed could not penetrate it. Oh, glory to God. And then he talked about the stony ground, because some of the seed of the word of God is falling on stony hearts. Come on. You got places where you believe, and then you got places of resistance. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got some stony places set up in your heart. And when you hear truth, you resist that truth. You fight against that truth. You exalt your will above the will of God. You've made a God out of your mind. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You don't allow God to think through you. And if God can't think through you, God can't speak through you. Come on. Oh, glory to God. That ought to be enough right there that you ought to say, my God, I denounce every stronghold in my mind in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ah, I feel somebody's faith growing off of this word. Oh, glory to God. Strongholds, strong ways of thinking. I was telling the people yesterday when I went to do jail and prison ministry, God told me to deal with strong with headquarters. Headquarters. I won't go too far into that. Sometimes our heads got to be straightened out. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so a stronghold in the Greek, it also means a dreadful prison constructed deep inside of a fortress that was intended to prevent a hostage or a prisoner from escaping. Okay? All right, because how many know the enemy don't want you to stop doing what you're doing? He don't want you to escape from sin. I'm going to say that again. He don't want you to escape from sin. Oh, glory to God. To walk away from a sinful lifestyle. Oh, glory to God. So strongholds are intended to keep you locked down, to keep you, oh, glory to God, stuck in life, to keep you from growing, to keep you from being led by the Spirit of God. Come on. To keep you from fulfilling the mission and the mind of God here on the earth. Okay. Ooh, glory to God. My God. My God. And so they encountered a stronghold. And then you're going to read, as a matter of fact, later on in the Bible, you'll see that David came to a stronghold. He came to the city of Jerusalem. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, let's go there. 2 Samuel. If you got your Bible, 2 Samuel, if you're listening in and you're driving, I'm going to read for you. But if you got your Bible, go to 2 Samuel 5 and 6. 2 Samuel 5 and 6. Let's see what the Bible has to say about this. Talking about strongholds. Talking about strongholds. This is a flat-out, good old-fashioned Bible study. I know you Bible study while you're driving. How about that? Okay, I believe it's 5 and 6. Oops. My fault. I went to 2 Kings here. There we go. 2 Samuel. I was like, man, y'all bear with me. Y'all pray. You praying for me? All right. Praying for me. Good. 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 6. The Bible says, and this is David. David is getting ready to take the city of Jerusalem. And the Bible says, and the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking that David could not come in hither. In other words, it was saying, man, hey, you, even the blind and the lame folks can keep you up out of this here place. My God, that's the noise. Come on, can I tell you something? When you have a strong way of thinking, oh, glory to God. That's all right. Okay, God, I'm going to be nice today. All right. Verse 7. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. Verse 8. And David said on that day, whosoever getteth up into the gutter or the water passageway. Some of the Bibles will tell you that it was a place where the water flowed into the city. And smitest the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are hated of David's soul. He shall be chief and captain. Now, can I tell you something? Let me show you something. Israel had been trying, the people of God had been trying to take this stronghold from the first day that they, I mean, not from the first day, but when they got into the promised land. You'll see in the book of Joshua, chapter 15, verse 63, in the book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 21, they were not able to take this city. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because we look and we see that to take the stronghold of Jericho, they needed a word from God, they needed instructions, and they needed the power of God to demolish the walls. They would not have been able to do it without a word and without God's ability. Some of you all, like I said a little bit earlier, Monday, you can't, there are some things you can't demolish in people's lives, oh glory to God, because guess what? You need the power of God, and you need a word from God. The Bible says, that David, I don't know if they cut the water off, but they went through a water passageway. And the problem is that guess what? Water, thank you, Holy Spirit. Water, the people, some people have access because water can be symbolic of the word. And some people have, some people have not cut off the water. Some people, okay. Help me, Holy Spirit, to say this here. Sometimes some things, you're picking it up. Oh, glory to God. and you're not able to express it until, you know, your mind got to catch up with what's jumping in your spirit. Oh, glory to God. Because this what David spoke had to be a word or a word of knowledge from God. Because Israel, these folks had been dwelling there for a very long time, and they had not been able to take this stronghold. And all of a sudden, David comes along and say, go through the gutter, go through the waterway. Ooh, glory to God. Stop the water. What am I saying? Speak, Holy Ghost. Some of you all, you got a lust problem in your flesh. You need to turn off the water. You need to stop the water. Come on. You need to turn off the television. You know, there are sometimes I may be watching a movie. Come on. And then the movie goes sideways. Oh, glory to God. Guess what? I will fast forward past that thing because guess what? I know that when I was in the world, come on, and I had a lust problem. Oh, glory to God. I was a woman chaser. Oh, glory to God. But guess what? Guess what? Now that I'm born again, for years, I have been, guess what? Squashing that, turning it off. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we got a sin problem. We need to get from around folks. Oh, glory to God. That's helping to endorse our sin problem. Okay. All right. If you got a fear problem, you need to stop watching horror movies. Okay. You know, it's amazing. Sometimes you see Christians and they're like, oh, man, I love horror movies. Yeah, that's probably why you got that fear problem. Because you're watching all of that scary stuff and it's making the enemy look like they're all powerful. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. If you got an unforgiving problem, you hold grudges, offenses. Oh, glory to God. Maybe you need to get from around people. And I'm not talking about just do away with them, but I'm talking about there are people, oh, glory to God. And sometimes when you're walking in that circle, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, because you can be unequally yoked, saved and unequally yoked. You can be hanging around Christians, okay, all right, surface Christians. And you need to get around somebody that's strong, come on, in God. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Not around people that got the same struggle that you got. Oh, glory to God. If you're a gossiper, oh, glory to God, you don't need to be hanging around gossipers. Oh, my God. I see that, you know, I work in a hairstyling salon. I'm one of them working pastors, preachers. And my God, you'll have people that come up in the shop, and they'll start gossiping from the time that they're in there until the time that they get their hair finished with their hair. Just gossiping. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory. Because they don't see anything wrong with it. It's a strong way of thinking. They even got a television show. I can't even think of this lady's name, but all she do is just sit around and gossip. My God, up in Zion. Oh, glory to God. If you're around people and they're full of offense, can I tell you something? Oh, boy. My God. You people that call yourself the black Hebrew Israelites, you can tell what God you're serving, the God of flesh. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I might as well go there. Hallelujah. The God of flesh. You're in love with flesh. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, you don't even, these type of folks, when they come around you, they ain't even promoting Jesus. They promoting flesh. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you, let me help you out. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, the Bible says that man, when they sinned, they saw that they were naked. Come on, they found out they were naked. They were naked of the glory. Oh, glory to God. Why are you all caught up with the inferior instead of the superior? Oh, glory to God. My God, you know, and it's amazing because they'll go to the book of Revelation and they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, the Bible talks about his feet, that his feet were he was dark skinned, he was a black man or whatever, you know. Can I tell you something? Let's talk about his head. Let's talk about his face. The Bible says that his face shone like the light, like the sun. Come on. I'm talking about the glory. My God, you need the glory on your life. Oh, glory to God. My God, there are things that your skin color can't get you, baby, but the glory can get. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Wait, hold up. What's that verse of scripture? I can't even think of that verse of scripture. Lord, help me. But let me show you something. You around here caught up on the inferior stuff instead of the superior stuff. Come on. You need the glory. When Jesus was on the mountain of transfiguration, the glory was upon him. Oh, glory to God. God, help us. Help us. This strong way. You're full of offense. Come on. You have not forgiven. You won't make it into heaven unless you forgive. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You're walking around mad at another race. Oh, glory to God. You're mad and angry. You're holding a grudge. And can I tell you something? When you listen to these folks talk, you can tell that they're angry. They'll say something like, when they did us this way and when they did us that way and when they enslaved us, you ain't been enslaved. That wasn't you. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God that because if God got to use slavery to pull us out of worshiping demons, oh, glory to God, wherever we came from, my God, because some of us, a whole lot of our forefathers were in error. And the same, okay, all right. So we won't talk about this type of stuff. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But you were full of offense and hatred and racism, which is the spirit of jealousy. You jealous for your race. You so jealous for your race. Oh, glory to God, is driving you to hate and despise another race. And you don't realize that, guess what? You cannot get into heaven unless you forgive. Come on. You got a strong way of thinking. You hold grudges. You full of offense. You mad. Come on, somebody. And you need deliverance. Okay. All right. God is good. God is good. And I want you to pray about what I'm saying. Don't just take my word for it. Pray about it. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I had this one preacher, and I was cutting his hair for a while, and every time he'd come in the shop, and he'd talk about another nationality, another race. He was mad, angry, and was calling them racism, and calling them racist, and this, and this, and this. Come on. Preaching that black Hebrew Israelite stuff. Come on. Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I told this brother, I've never heard you lift up Christ Jesus. Every time you come in here, you lifting up all this other stuff. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Who are you lifting up? Are you lifting up color? Oh, glory to God. Because if you are, you're in error. Are you lifting up race? Oh, glory to God. Come on. We're a nation within a nation. Come on. You got to get to the point where you walk in so much love, you colorblind. My God, up in Zion. I'm going to leave that alone. As a matter of fact, what I want to do, I want to continue teaching some more. But what I'm going to do is that I am going to lead you all through a prayer. Hallelujah. I'm going to take the time. Hallelujah. We got to denounce some of this mess. We got to shatter some of this strong way of thinking. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the body of Christ is messed up. Hallelujah. And the world can tell it, because guess what? When we open our mouths, the world can tell what's in our mind. The same way when you, okay, all right. And so anyways, I want you to pray. We're going to pray concerning strongholds, and I want you to repeat after me. Oh, glory to God. And so I'm going to kind of move kind of slow, because I want you to take the time and to say it. I don't care if you're driving. I don't care if you're at home, wherever you might be. Oh, glory to God. Let us pray. Hallelujah, and denounce some of this hot mess in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of our mighty Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am standing on the truth of your word. You said in your word that you have given me the keys to the kingdom, and that whosoever I would bind, or whatsoever my fault, I would bind on the earth would be bound in heaven. And whatsoever I would loose on the earth would be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew's chapter 16, verse 18. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind my will. In other words, I'm tying, because this word means to tie. Oh, glory to God. I tie my will. I bind my will to the will of God, that I will be constantly aware of your will and purpose for my life. I bind myself to the truth of God's word. Come on. Oh, glory to God. In other words, you're saying I tie myself to the truth of God's word. I bind myself to the truth of God's word. I will not be deceived by the many subtle deceptions of the world and the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind myself, I tie myself to the blood of Jesus. I want to be constantly aware of the blood of Jesus Christ and his miracle working power to restore and heal and keep my life. Oh, glory to God, and keep me safe. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ, that I will be aware of how Jesus Christ would have me to think and believe. I do not want to react out of my own human thoughts when situations arise suddenly. I want to think and act as Jesus would have me to act. I bind my feet to the path of righteousness that my steps will be steady and true all day long. I bind myself to the work of the cross in my life so that I will continue to die daily to my own selfish desires and motivation and to be more like Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind, oh glory to God, the strong man so that I may spoil his house and take back every bit of joy, peace, and blessings, freedom in every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from me. I take them back right now. I loose the strong man of influence from over every part of my body, soul, and spirit. I loose, crush, smash, and destroy every evil device that the enemy may bring into my sphere of influence during this day. I repent of every wrong desire, attitude, pattern of thinking I have had. Forgive me, Heavenly Father, for holding unto wrong ideals, desires, behaviors, habits, according to 1 John 1:9 and John 14:14. How much time I got left, man of God? 1 minute, okay. I renounce and reject these things. Come on, you need to say this. I renounce and reject these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I loose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, belief, ideal, desire, behavior, and habit I have ever learned. I loose the strongholds around them that would keep me from being completely surrendered to the will of God for my life. Oh, glory to God. I loose all doubt and confusion from myself. I have bound my mind to the mind of Christ, and I loose every wrong thought and evil imagination that will keep me from being in sweet unity with you. I bind and loose these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who has given me the keys to do so, in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus. All right, we love you. God bless you.
Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come, and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. You know, reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night. Bye.